Hello, my name is Jeff Hall, and in this podcast, we're going to explore what it's like, what it takes to become and stay dangerous. I'm going to blend science and spirituality on a quest of becoming the best version of yourself, following in your own footsteps, becoming who you really want to be, while I become who I want to be. It's going to be a fun ride. So mount up and come go with me. All right, I want to talk a little bit. I want to kind of introduce myself a little bit more. I've given the podcast out to a few people recently, and sometimes it's people who don't know me very well, and so I want to give a little bit of background. I love history. I love particularly American history, but I love all history. Right, I love even ancient history and to go back. And so I just love all things historical. And I know there's a lot of people who don't like history. And that's always been a little bit confusing to me. And I think that's because, and I want to give a shout out to some of the educators that I had in my life. I had fantastic history teachers throughout my schooling. And, I will tell you, Mr. Dean, Phil Stevenson, these guys instilled, I remember my fourth grade teacher was Indiana history, Miss Lois, right? Just these people that instilled the love of the stories. And that's what they focused on, right? Like, history is just about the stories of the people who came before us. And typically, mostly the really interesting stories, right? Like, not the stories of, Mrs. doing the laundry that took her all freaking day, right? Just plowing behind a horse for literally 16 hours, because that's how long the sun was up. That's how much sunlight you had. So you were just doing that all day long. Not those stories. The stories, and there are some of those, right? And those are important stories. But history is typically things that were of interest and probably still continue to be an interest. And so I had fantastic educators who really nurtured that love, and I love knowing kind of how things happened in the past, and it really does give you a foundation for what's going on today, and no matter what it is. And so I'm grateful for that. I want to say thank you to those teachers, and especially the teachers I named, but there were others, of course, and that just really, I had such a great educational background, and I've been fortunate to have people in my life that really instilled the love of learning in me. And I'm so grateful for that. I come from a small town in Indiana, and it was known for its good schools. And so I love history. And then I put that together with, I have an absolute love of reading. And so those two things really go together well, right? And a few years ago, a buddy of mine, Dave from Australia, let me know that there was this great book, and it was called The Rational Optimist. And he's like, you really got to read it. And so I did. And it's an amazing book. And we turn on the TV and watch the news or whatever, and everything's so negative, this, negative, that, negative. And the book is about how it's so rational that where we are in this point in history, that we should be so optimistic. Like, the diseases that we've eradicated, right? Like, that would just cripple and kill, and the diseases that we've eradicated, the like a woman taking care of a home back in the day would literally spend hours and hours and hours doing laundry. Now we walk by a machine, we toss it in, throw some soap, and like, if we want to, we'll spend, 20 seconds to program it so that after we leave, it can run and it, like, the noise doesn't bother us or whatever, like whatever your deal is. Or you can just throw it in there and it does all of the work for you. You take it out, you put it in a different machine and it's just dry. Can you imagine, like, loads and loads of laundry that were dried on the line, you know, you put in a basket even after you washed it by hand. Like, the simple things that we just don't think anything about, that we should be so optimistic and grateful for, and we don't even think about. And I just had a little bit of an epiphany last night. And I just wanted to be grateful. And I love shouting it out to the universe, right? Like, this is kind of my way to do that. And it was an epiphany for me about the next time I get depressed about something or disappointed or frustrated. Like, because that's a little bit the human experience too, right? Like, we all have that. We all have those moments. Maybe not. Maybe it's just me. And nobody else listening to this has those moments. Maybe it's just me that gets frustrated and depressed and disappointed and all those things. And if that's so, then this is just my way of shouting out to God and the universe how grateful that I am. Because I had a little bit of an epiphany last night. Let me tell you, I live in Des Moines, right? I don't know if you listen to my podcast on the regular, you probably know that, but I live in Des Moines, and I flew into Sky Harbor, Phoenix Airport, on Thursday, and so Friday night, we're going out to a restaurant, and it's a nice restaurant, and it's, you know, I landed in Phoenix, and it was like 94 degrees. This is April 12th, and it's like 94 degrees. Not a fan. And which I laugh about, because you know, it is what it is. That's what the temperature is here. So so I landed, but Friday the weather was just absolutely beautiful, and I'm getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go eat at this really nice restaurant, and we had reservations at 6:30, and you know, hop in the shower and kind of get cleaned up. And I put on a brand new shirt that I bought, which I thought it looked pretty good. And just all of the things leading up to it. And while I'm doing this, I'm setting the intention. And I want to do a podcast specifically about setting an intention and manifesting and things like that. But I just set the intention that it was going to be an absolutely wonderful night. And I was sure that it would be. And so I set the intention that the weather was going to be perfect. When we get there, parking wasn't going to be an issue. We were going to get one of the best spots closest to the parking angels were going to reserve something for us. And we were going to get the best table in the house. It's a Friday night. It's going to be busy. It was 6:30 on a Friday night, which is a little early probably, but this was at a resort in Fountain Hills, Arizona. Beautiful, beautiful area. And so we drive there, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. We took a little bit longer way, and the scenery was great. Saw some javelina in the wild, which I'd never seen before, which I thought was very cool. You know, just it was a gorgeous night, listening to some music that I loved, had great conversation. We get there, and you know, I thought we were going to have to valet park, and this may cause a firestorm for some of you. I don't know, maybe not. If you want to know, DM me on Facebook or whatever. But I have been introduced to a Tesla, and the driving experience is much different. So I had driven the Tesla there. And so, you know, I talked to the valet. I'm like, hey, can we self-park? Do you have a charger? Blah, blah. And, of course, the chargers were right there, close, right? It was just down this tiny little hill. Fantastic parking spots. We charged the car and walk up the hill. The weather is perfect. Once again, I had I had manifested that, right? Like, of course it's going to be perfect. It was about 85. There was a nice little breeze, which if you live in Phoenix, you know, 85 is just nice. It's dry and nice little breeze. So we get the great parking spot. The weather's perfect. We walk in and there's these huge windows. Just we're looking out over the restaurant. I think the lady's name, Margaret, I think started with an I think it was Margaret. Started with an M anyway. And the hostess, and I look outside and there's this two-place table that's right on a railing that overlooks, and you can see the moon. The moon's just starting to come up. Like, it's 6:30. The moon's just starting to come up. The sky is that beautiful gradient. Like, you know, at the desert, it starts, and you can see... You know, we're facing east, so we can't really see the sunset, but the sky is lit up. And it's that beautiful gradient blue that gets a little bit darker. And the moon's just coming up, and you can't see the moon really, really great yet. But you know it's going to be just absolutely gorgeous as it gets a little bit darker. And because today, I think today's April 12th, and I think the full moon is tonight. And so... It was just absolutely gorgeous. And I, you know, I said, Margaret, thank you so much for reserving our table. That's the perfect spot for us to sit right there. And she's a little taken aback. And she's like, well, sure, let's go. Right. So she sits us there. And everything that I had intended is just falling into place. The meal, of course, was excellent. Tina was our waitress. And none of that matters except, you know, I don't know, maybe Tina will hear this. The food was excellent. You know, I drink a lot of water because I'm in the desert now. And so they would bring out this chilled water and it was the perfect temperature. And they kept my water glass full and they brought the warm bread and like all the stuff. Right? Like, it was a really nice meal. It was at a resort and it was a little bit pricier than some others. It wasn't bad. It really wasn't. It was very reasonable for what we got, right? Like, because... I'm sitting on this balcony up on the side of a mountain overlooking Fountain Hills, the valley, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. The moon is coming up, and as it gets darker, the moon just starts shining, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And as the guy comes out with our meals, I think, man, it's great to be the king. And I paused for a second. And I thought, you know what? And I love this mindset. If you want to be a dangerous person, develop this mindset. And I work on it still, right? Like I said, I get depressed. All the things. I'm a human. I get disappointed. But work on this mindset of gratitude. And I'm just saying, man, it's great to be the king. And this is where the history part comes in, because I realized at that moment that if I was the king of England or Spain or France, wherever you want to be, like whatever king you want, whichever king you like, 500 years ago, if I was the king, if I had been born into that entitlement where I was born into the family that I was the king, I would not have lived better than I'm living today. I'm going to let this sink in for a second. If you were born the king, the queen of England, of Spain, wherever they had the monarchy, if you were born into that entitlement and you were the king or the queen 500 years ago, like if you have a reasonable life now, you live better than they ever lived. And understand that, you know, 2025 is just a drop in the human experience, right? Like, I mean, thousands of years of like, imagine how they lived and how grateful, how fortunate are we to be living in this time right here, right now. Like, go ahead, turn on your TV and listen to them for the next 2 hours tell you how shitty things are. Like, this thing's bad, that thing's bad. Like, I like let's get real honest. They're going to tell you how terrible Elon Musk is in the Tesla. And like, I'm driving a Tesla, right? I just told you that. Some people are going to get offended by that. It's a unique driving experience for me. But just all of that. If you realize where we're at and what that's all about, and realize how fortunate we are. Stop and think and realize just for a second that 300 to 500 years ago, you would have had a less wonderful life than what you're having right now. Even if you were the king or the queen, stop and think about how fortunate and how grateful that you should be to live in this time, in this day and age where technology, like, the book that I was talking about that my buddy Dave turned me on to, The Rational Optimist, he talks in the book, one of the things that if you were born a woman 200 years ago, 300 years ago, the amount of time, effort, energy that you would have spent to clean the clothes that you're wearing. And now, like I said, we walk by this machine, we kind of toss it in, throw some soap in there, hit a couple of buttons, and we come back an hour later or whatever, and the stuff's clean. It smells nice. And then you don't even have to like put it in a basket and take it outside and hang it up on a clothesline. You throw it in a different machine and you throw some, like a little sheet in with it, and it smells wonderful. It smells great. It's clean. It doesn't even have static clang, for crying out loud. Like, think about all of those little things that you do on a daily basis. Like, I told you, I took a shower before I went to the restaurant. Before I did that, I sat on a toilet. I had indoor plumbing. Everything was clean and nice, and I brushed my teeth, and man. And think back, 500 years ago, your shower is nicer than anything that the king had to clean. Right? And he had servants and like all the things, and so he had hot water and all that. Sure. But not like on demand like we do. Like anytime you feel like it, you're like, you can change your mind on a whim. You can hop and like, you can spill something on you, and on a whim, you just hop in the shower. Like, even the king couldn't have done that 300 years. Like, he had to get the servants to go heat the water, and like, you're waiting 45. Even if you're the king, you're waiting a good 45 minutes. You spill something on you, you're sticky, whatever. You're still waiting. Even if you got 12 servants doing your bidding and getting all the... Imagine that. And here I am, I'm sitting on this balcony, I'm looking at the moon. And I'm like, man, it's really great to be the king, because here I am, I had this fantastic meal, fantastic company, a beautiful drive. It was nice and cool and air conditioned, right? Listening to music that I loved and got to choose, and I'm looking at the moon, and I'm overlooking Fountain Hills. Like, it's just a beautiful view. There's mountains in the background or hills, I guess. And I'm thinking, what do I ever have to be depressed about, frustrated about, disappointed about, right? And I get it. We all have things that, I don't have the Lamborghini. I probably wouldn't get a Lamborghini if I had them. If I had the money, I'd have this truck or whatever. But I don't have the vehicle that I want to drive. I don't have the house that I want. We all want stuff. I want stuff just like everybody else. And I don't need any of it. Because last night I was on a balcony overlooking the valley, watching the moon come up, eating some fantastic food. And I got to tell you, when you have the mindset that you have it better than a king, I got to tell you, that makes you a dangerous man. My friends, the next time it happens to you where something brings you down or whatever, if you can think about it just for a second, imagine that same thing or something similar happening to you 300 years ago, 500 years ago. How would you have handled it? What did they have to do? What did they have to go through? I want you to ruminate on that for 15 minutes and then tell me you're still depressed. Tell me you're still frustrated. Because if we really think about it, man, we are so fortunate. And I got to be honest, I am so grateful to be living in this day and age, this time and place that we are. And it's great to be the king. And literally, when you have that mindset, you have that attitude, it's really kind of tough for somebody to get you down. And I know I've said it before, you know, when you have that attitude, when you can make that a part of your daily practice and really understand how fortunate you are and how grateful you are and build that gratitude, you know, a grateful man is really tough. A grateful man or a woman is really tough to take control over. They're dangerous. So my friends, the next time you're down, I want you to stop and think about that just for a minute. And hopefully this helps you. And hopefully I gave you a little bit new perspective and an understanding. And just think about, man, how freaking awesome. Look around your house. Look at all the amazing things you have. And I don't care if you got the tiniest little house. I don't care if you don't have a lot of brand new appliances. Think of all the things that you have that 300 years ago, the conveniences. Like if you got running water in your house, for crying out loud, stop. Look around. Be grateful. Develop that attitude every morning. And I wanted to shout out to God and the universe and hopefully everybody that's listening, how grateful that I am to be living the life that I'm living. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that listens. There's people that ask me about this, and I'm grateful for every person that I run into. So my friends, remember, it's great to be the king. Stay dangerous.